In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 10th and 11th Mishnah from the 6th Perek of Masechet HaBechor, and continue learning about the mumim related to a Bechor. The Mishnah begins. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonos Omer, so Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonos adds, Et shia bele pe'eno, if there happens to be like a wart in the eye. And this is even in the white of the eye, the Gemara explains, if it has a little hair coming out of it. That would be considered a mum. Veshinif gam etzem yado, ve'etzem raglo, if we're dealing with a bone either front or back, hind leg that has a piece missing from it. Veshinif tzak atzmo bepiv, or there is a break in the bone within the mouth. This is from the bone in which the teeth are connected to. The Batanur explains that this must be above the chutim. We saw different explanations in the previous mission exactly what those chutim are, because we said in the mouth, if those are even damaged slightly, then that would be a mum. So we must be referring to where they're not affected, but it's nifsak, if there was a break in the bone above those locations. Let's continue. Eino echad gdola ve'echad ktana, if one eye is big and the other is small. Now, the discussion in Kahati here, whether that we need both of these, meaning one eye is large and the other one is small. A large is the size of an egel, of a calf, and the small is in the size of an avaz, like a goose. Or it's simply one is large and the other one's normal. I'll leave that for your further study. However, let's continue. It says, ozno echad gdola ve'echad ktana, if one is large and one ear is large and the other one is small. Mishnah says that's specifically b'mar'eh, meaning it's visibly so, avalo b'midah, but not if it's only detectable if one measures it. Rabbi Yehuda omer, echat mi beitzav gdola kishtayim b'chaverta. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if one of the beitzim, one of the testicles, is twice as large as the other one, that would also be a mum. However, lo hodu lo chachamim, how the chachamim did not agree with that position. They understand that that would not be considered a mum. Let's now learn Mishnah Aleph. Zanav ha'egel she'enu magat la'arkov. If we're dealing with the zanav, which is a tail that doesn't reach the arkov, we'll explain what the arkov is in a moment. The Mishnah is going to explain it itself. Then that would be a mum. I mean, it didn't reach that length. So Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Kol marbit aglim ken. We find that all calves grow in that way, that their tail is long, that reaches arkov. Kol zman shehem magdilim, while they are growing, it says hen nim tachot, that they it actually starts, the length of it starts reducing as it grows. So therefore, it's important that if already at a young age it seems to be too short, meaning it doesn't reach this arkov, that will be a mum. So Mishnah says, Ezu le'ezu arkov amru. What is this arkov? Arkov sounds like a joint. So Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonos omer la'arkov shebe'emtza yarech. If you remember when we were discussing the legs of animal, we discussed, like, if we refer to like two knees, but here we're referring to the upper one, the upper joint. Mishnah says, Al elu mumim, it's these mumim that shochdin et habachor, that meaning if a bachor has these blemishes, you know, this, everything we've been discussing till this point, that we'd be able to now slaughter this bachor outside the base of Mikdash. However, psula mukdash, when it comes to a korban as well, if it had any of these mumim, it says niften aleihem, then they would be considered invalid to be offered as a korban, and one would have to redeem it, meaning transfer the kudusha into money. And then that would mean this animal is no longer a korban, and then they're meant to use that money to purchase a replacement korban. Now the question is, why are we bringing this statement again at the end, having already introduced the whole perek with this statement that these are the mumim that one can shecht the bechor based on? And the reason is, it's brought here, Kati cites the Rambam, that since there was a debate, if you remember, with Ila and Yavna regarding three additional mumim, and Chachamim disagreed, the mission is coming now to say, like we already suggested in that Mishnah, that halacha is like Ila, that we include even those three as well as being proper mumim, proper blemishes. In other words, if an animal has one of these, if it's specifically a bechor, in context of our Mishnah here, that again, this animal will not be able to be brought as a korban anymore, and a kohen who has it in his possession will be able to shecht it, slaughter it, and consume it. Those are the Mishnah today.